愿大家平安。
May the peace be with you.
啊，我们常常会问一个问题啊，我信耶稣跟我不信到底差在哪里？
We often ask the question, what's the difference between believing and not believing in our Lord Jesus?
啊，圣经给我们的答案非常的清楚。
The answer is clear from the Bible.
啊，就是信耶稣有永生。
That believing in Jesus gives us eternal life.
也就是说，如果我们没有信耶稣，我们就没有永生。
In other words, if we don't believe in Jesus, then we have no eternal life.
那生命有多少价值呢？
What is the value of our life?
圣经里面讲啊，我们如果赚得全世界啊，丧失自己的生命，那有什么益处呢？
The Bible says, what is the point of, like, what good does it serve if we earn the entire world but we give up our own life?
就是说。我非常努力去赚钱，我赚到全世界，结果压力太大，生病死了。那我赚这么多钱要做什么
？What's the point of earning the whole world if we end up giving our own life？
啊，那这个生命也可以指的永生。
So life is also can signify eternal life。
啊，虽然我活得很好。
So even though we may live a good life。
啊，活得很快乐。
Even though we may live happily,
赚很多的钱,
we might make lots of money.
但是啊，如果失去了永生，那我活着要做什么呢？
But then what's the point if we end up losing our eternal life?
啊，所以从圣经看起来，永生是最重要的。
So based off of the Bible, eternal life is what matters.
那信耶稣，就是要得永生。
We believe in Jesus Christ so that we can receive eternal life.
好，我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
好，约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
好，第八章的二十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 24.
约翰福音第八章二十四节。
John chapter 8, verse 24.
好，请。
Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins.
这个第二十四节的中间开始哈，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪里面。
So in this verse, it says, "If you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins."
如果我们看中文这个基督有点点点，就是原来没有你如果不信我是你就要死在罪里面。
So in the Chinese translation, all it says is, if you're not believing I am, and signifying Jesus Christ,
你就要死在罪里面。
Then you will die in your sins.
所以这一节圣经节告诉我们，我们人有两大问题，一个答案。
So this verse points to how we have two big questions, but only one answer.
第一个大问题就是罪。
So the first problem is sin.
那第二个大问题就是死。
The second problem is death.
那一个答案。
But there is one answer.
就是相信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus Christ.
他是基督，是我们的救主。
That he is our Christ, our Savior.
那我们先来想这两大问题。
So let's look at these two problems.
第一个问题我们活在世界上一个也是一个危机就是我们人活在罪里面。
So we live in crisis in this world because we are living in sin.
那这个罪影响我们每一天的生活。
And sin impacts our everyday lives.
所以在彼得后书里面讲罪会败坏一个人。
Second Peter tells us that sin will bring down a person.
我们来看彼得后书的第一章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
请。
Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这个 lust 就是罪性那 lust 的前面是 corruption 就是败坏。
So lust is part of our sinful nature, and before that there is corruption.
因为圣经里面讲罪是一种权势，是一种力量，它会控制人。
So Bible depicts sin as a power that can control us.
所以人拼命赚钱，想要活得很快乐。
So man will work very hard to earn lots of money.For the in pursuit of happiness.
但是如果这个罪性罪没有解决。
But if we don't deal with the problem of sin,
你就发现有的时候钱赚很多，但是这个人已经被罪败坏。
We may find that even though someone may earn lots of money, but they may be brought down by sin.
第一个就是败坏这个人的心。
Because their heart is corrupted.
那第二个就是败坏这个人的生活。
And their lives are corrupted.
第三个就是败坏跟人的关系。
And their personal relationships are corrupted.
那罪是什么？
So what is sin?
如果我们看加拉太书来描写，我们就知道这个罪是很清楚的。
So the book of Galatians clearly describes sin.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章的十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
一直到二十一节。
To verse 21.Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, 21, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
有时候我们常常不同意说圣经里面讲我们都有罪。
So we may not always agree with what the Bible, with the Bible saying that we all have sin.
但是如果我们从十九节一直读到二十一节。
But if you read verse 19 to 21.
这个叫做罪。就是十九到二十一节。
Sin is what is described in verse 19 to 21.
有哪一件我们没有。
So are we not guilty of any of these?
这是多少的问题。差不多每一点我们都有。
It's a matter of quantity. We all are guilty.
所以我们活在罪性里面，这是事实，这个不必争辩的。
It is a fact that is not worthy of debate that we all live in sin.
那这个罪如果我们看十九节到二十一节，有哪一个是好的
？So if we look at how sin is described, is any of it good?
没有一个是好的。
None of it is good.
所以我们外面的环境越来越好。
So our living conditions may improve.
但是人的心里面有罪，有罪性。
But sin is in our hearts.
所以在最好的房子里面，你看夫妻合不来。
We see how there are couples who live in the best house and yet they cannot get along.
两代合不来。
Or generations cannot get along.
人跟人的关系搞不来。
Or people cannot get along.
所以没有幸福的婚姻。
So they don't have a good marriage.
没有美满的家庭。
They do not have a happy family.
这个归到最后是什么？罪在我们心里面。
What is the root cause? It's because there is sin in our hearts.
所以人生最大的危机不是外面最大的危机是罪在我们里面控制我们。
So the greatest crisis isn't what's happening outside, but the fact that there is sin controlling our hearts.
而是我们不想做的，我们一直去做。
So the good that we should do, we cannot do.
恨人是不好的。
The evil that we don't want to do, we keep doing. 但是有时候
我们恨的人是我们家里面最亲爱的人。
But often we find ourselves hating the person that is closest to us.
嫉妒是不好的。
Jealousy is no good.
但是有时候嫉妒充满一个人的心。
But sometimes our hearts end up filled with jealousy.
淫乱是不好的。
Immorality is evil.
但是有时候我们人生的某一个阶段就经历过这个被不好的控制。
But there are times when we find ourselves controlled by this desire.
那这种罪性带给人类一个很大的痛苦。
This sinful nature has caused great pain in our lives.
那要怎么解决罪呢
？So how do we solve this problem of sin？
如果我们再回来看约翰福音的第八章
，So if we turn back to John chapter 8，
第八章的三十二节
，John chapter 8 verse 32。It says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这里讲，你们要知道真理，真理要叫你们得自由。我们一想到自由，大概就是想到我想做什么就做什么。
So when we think of freedom, we think about the ability to do whatever we want.
所以很多人想要来美国，因为这里很自由。
Some people choose to move to the U.S. because they think there is lots of freedom here.
但是当主耶稣讲真理要让你得自由，那是什么意思呢
？But what does it mean when Jesus says the truth shall make you free？
如果我们没有看圣经我们现在在讲真理要让你得自由，我们第一个问题就是说， 我活在美国，我为什么需要自由？我已经有了。
Let's imagine that we don't look at the Bible description, but when we say the truth shall make you free, you may think, well, I already live in the U.S. and I'm already free.
哦，但是你看主耶稣接下去讲什么
？But what does Jesus say?
34.
And Jesus answered them, Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
这里讲犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。罪变成主人了。
So whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. So in other words, sin becomes the master.
所以我们有一个主人在控制我。
There's a master that controls us.
你想做的善做不出来，恶就去做，就是罪。
The good that we want to do, we cannot do, and the evil that we do not want to do, we keep doing. That is sin.
所以如果我们看这些新闻。
So when we look at the news.
你如果睡觉以前看新闻，大概睡得不好。
So if you ever look at read the news before going to bed, you probably will not get a good night's sleep.
因为里面没有一条是好的。
Because there is no good news.
这个新闻就是把社会的发生全部都集中在一起。
The news is a collection of all things that are happening.
所以那个新闻就是反映人的罪性。
And the news is a reflection of the sinful nature of humans.
你如果看美国的大选。
When we look at the election.
你看完你知道很难睡觉。
You read the news and you cannot sleep.
这个就是罪性表现，完全的表现。
It is a manifestation of our collective sinful nature.
那这个要怎么解决？
So what do we do about it?
我们如果看35节。
If we look at verse 35. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever.
36节。
36. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
36节啊，天父的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So if the son makes you free, then you shall be free indeed.
这个天父的儿子就是主耶稣。
The son is Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要让我们从罪里得自由。
Our Lord Jesus Christ will set us free from sin.
世界上所有的人活过，历史上所有的人，只有一个人没有犯过罪。
So of all the people who have ever existed in this world, there is only one person who has never sinned.
这个人就是主耶稣啊。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
他活了三十年。
He lived 30 some years.
但是他没有犯过罪。
But he never sinned.
所以他讲的话是有分量的。
And so his words carry weight.
真理要让你得自由。
The truth will set you free.
真理是谁？
What is the truth?
真理就是主耶稣本身。
Who is the truth? Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是主耶稣讲的话。
It is the words spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你不要太相信什么哲学家任何一个人讲罪的答案，因为他本身都不能解决。
So don't believe too much in all the very philosophers and thoughts about how to deal with sin, because they can't even deal with their own sin.
那主耶稣讲的可以信。
We can trust our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你看他的生活。
Because we could see it in his life.
真的，他可以活到不犯罪。
He lived a life without sin.
所以真理要让你得自由，这是真的。
So when he says that the truth will set you free, this is true.
要在我们身上能够体验得到的。
We can experience this ourselves.
所以我最近遇到一对夫妻。
I recently met a couple.
那个时候是我注目那个传道的时候来信的。
A couple who he came to believe when I was a resident pastor.
我就问那个太太，当初你先生来慕道，你怎么不来呢？
So I asked her, so when your husband started to seek the truth, how come you didn't come at first?
她说其实我圣经大概读两三遍。
And so she responded, well, I already read the Bible 2-3 times.
但是我要看我先生去信耶稣有没有改变。
I wanted to see if my husband was transformed by his belief.
如果他有改变，表示他信的耶稣是好的。
So if he did change, then I would know that he is believing in a good Lord.
我一定会跟他去教会。
Then, of course, then I will go to church with him.
他先生来教会大概三四个月。
So her husband came to church for about 3-4 months.
那灵恩布道会到来，教会就信徒邀他太太来，他说好，我这次一定去。
And so the members invited the wife to come to the spiritual convocation, and the wife said, yes, I will go.
那以前邀你不来，为什么这次一定来
？We've invited you in the past and you wouldn't come, but this time you come. Why?
他说我在我先生身上看到他的改变。
She said it's because I've seen the changes in my husband.
以前脾气很坏，天天发脾气。
He used to have a terrible temper and would always get angry.
奇怪，他去教会以后，现在不发脾气了。
But after going to church, he's not angry anymore.
这个差不多是不可能的。
That's an impossibility.
但是已经变成可能了。
But the impossible has become possible.
哦，所以他太太就跟他来教会，后来就受洗了。
And so the wife started to come to church with the husband and eventually got baptized.
而且很大的神迹啊。
It was a great miracle.
啊，她癌症已经到最后一期了。
And at this point, she was already in her end stage of cancer.
啊，到现在活得好好的。
Yet she is still alive.
哇，所以神的恩典，神的能力真的是非常的大。
God's grace and God's power is immense.
所以如果你觉得你婚姻不幸福，家庭不幸福。
So if you think that there is, you don't have a good family situation.
如果我们想要从最根本的解决。
If we want to solve the root of sin.
就是要把罪拿掉。
We need to first remove sin.
那主耶稣就是答案。
And Jesus Christ is the answer.
真理要让你得自由。
The truth will set you free.
好，那这个是罪对我们生活的影响，会败坏一个人。
Sin will bring down a person.
会败坏一个家庭。
Will corrupt a family.
但是罪最大的影响是什么？
But what is the greatest impact of sin?
如果我们看创世纪的第二章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二章的十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17, it says, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
这个是第一次圣经提到死。
So this is the first mentioning of death.
神创造伊甸园，一切都是好的。
So everything that God made in the Garden of Eden was good.
所以住在伊甸园是一种享受。
So living in the Garden of Eden is a form of joy.
但是有条件。
But it is conditional.
这个条件就是十七节。
So in verse 17 is the condition.
分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
你如果不吃你就永远住在伊甸园。
So if you don't eat of that fruit, you can live here forever.
因为伊甸园的主人就是神本身。
Because God is the master of the Garden of Eden.
那吃不吃呢你自己做决定。
You make the decision whether to eat or not.
但是如果你吃，你必定死。
However, on the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
所以亚当就吃了。
So Adam ate it.
吃了，他就被赶出伊甸园。
And he was kicked out of Eden.
他的跟神的关系就切断了。
And it broke off his relationship with God.
神是生命的来源。
God is the source of life.
如果你把总开关切断，还有电吗？
If you turn off the master switch, will There still be power.
所有的电都没有了。
There will be no power anywhere.
所以如果跟神的关系切断
，So if we cut off our relationship with God，
跟生命的泉源切断
，If you cut off the source of life，
人就没有永生了。
Then there is no eternal life left.
所以亚当肉体虽然活着几百岁，他就死了。
Even though Adam lived for a couple hundred years physically after this, once he died, he died.
那我们现在每一个人都是亚当的后代。
We are all descendants of Adam.
为什么会死？
Why do we die?
因为我们活在伊甸园外面。
Because we live outside of Eden.
我们跟神的关系是切断的。
Our relationship with God is cut off.
所以人一生活的七八十岁，到最后就死了。
So we may live 70, 80 years, but eventually we die.
那死为什么很可怕呢？
Why is it so scary to die?
我们从圣经来看一些答案。
Let's look at a couple answers from the Bible.
我们先来看传道书，传道书，
Ecclesiastes.
我们先来看，我想一下，找一下哈。OK， 传道书第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章第八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8. No one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, and no one has power in the day of death. There is no release from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it.
这里讲我们一生出生就开始在进行一场征战。
So this verse describes how from the day that we are born, we are in a battle.
所以这里讲这场征战没有人能够避免。
That no one can be free from this battle.
这个征战是什么？
What is this war?
如果看第六第八节, 哈,
Look at verse 8.
没有一个人能够掌管生命。
So, and no one has power in the day of, no one has power over the spirit to retain, yeah, retain the spirit.
传道书八章的八节, mm-hmm. 啊, yeah, 没有一个人掌管生命。
So no one has control of their own lives.
啊, 没有人能够掌管死期。
And no one has power in the day of death.
啊, 所以, 我什么时候会死,这不是我能够掌管的。
I have no control over when I will die.
啊, 我能够活几岁,这不是我能够掌管的。
I have no control about, over how long I can live.
啊, 死一来到,你就投降了。Death
comes, and then we have to give up.
所以每一个人在这一场征战,每一个都会输。
We will all lose this war.
哦, 所以你看在这里差不多没有100岁的。
Here we don't see anyone past the age of 100.
所以一征战到最后100岁来到你就举手就投降了。
We fight for decades and eventually we raise our hand in defeat.
那为什么死这么可怕?
Why do we fear death so much?
我们现在来看圣经怎么描写。
Let's see how the Bible describes it.
我们看相同的传道书。
Let's continue in the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
传道书第二章的第10节跟第11节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10. Whenever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor. 11. Then I looked at on all the works that my hands have done, and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed, all was vanity, and grasping for the wind, there was no profit under the sun.
你看第10节哦, 所罗门活着他在追求什么?
What did Solomon pursue in his life?
凡我所求的,没有一样不给他,我心里所乐的,我没有一样不享受。
Verse 10, it says, whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.
然后,我的心为我一切的劳碌来快乐。
My heart rejoiced in all my labor.
这不是我们现在 天天活着的目的吗?
Isn't this how we live today?
找到好工作,拼命拼,保住工作,赚更多钱,活得更快乐。
We work hard for a good job so that we can make more money and live happily.
这个差不多是每一个人生活的目标。
Isn't that everyone's goal?
有时候包括信耶稣的。
Even for those of us who believe.
因为这个是文化,这个是潮流,这个是挡不住的。
Because this is the trend and this is the culture.
但是所罗门头脑很清楚啊，他一直在分析，我这样活下去，到底我得到什么？
But Solomon was very clear-minded. He constantly thought about what was the purpose of his life.
啊，所以十一节。
And that's why in verse 11.
我经营所造，我劳碌所，谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风。
And then I looked at all the works that my hands have done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed it was all vanity and a grasping.
你想想看啊，一个人很有智慧。
So let's think about this. This is a person who is full of
wisdom. 很有能力。
Full of power,
很有钱财,
very capable and very wealthy.
这个在这个社会上是突出的，非常令人羡慕。
So he is top tier in the society.
那另外一个人没有智慧,
and then there's another person who has no intellect,
没有能力,
no capability,
没有钱财,
no wealth.
这个在世界上大概没有办法引人注意。
In this world, this person would be invisible.
那这两个人死的把他埋在一起，到底有什么差别？
But what's the difference once these two people are buried?
什么也没有差别。
There's no difference.
一样。
It's the same.
啊, 为什么?
Why?
因为人是从灵开始，是灵结束的。
Because a person begins as a spirit and ends as a spirit.
啊, 所以死亡让人在世界上一切的努力都变成没有什么意义。
So death puts an end to anything that we have gained in this world.
哦, 那传道书写这个不是要叫你说那是什么都不要做了。
So Ecclesiastes isn't telling us that we should just not bother doing anything.
是告诉我们要改变人生的方向。
But rather, we need to adjust our course in our life.
把神放到我们人生的中心。
We need to put God as the center of our life.
所以如果你很认真去赚钱。
So if we focus on making money.
那回家的路上，你带着一把钱被土匪抢走了。
And then on our way home, a robber comes and steals your money.
那你认真拼那一些时间精力, 不是白费吗?
Then didn't you just waste all your effort and your labor?
那个土匪就是死亡。
So that robber is death.
所以我们人注定是一场悲剧。
So we are destined to face a tragedy.
如果没有信耶稣, 人生注定是悲剧。
If we do not believe, our life will guarantee to end in tragedy.
因为花了几十年你想得到的全部都没有了。
Because we may labor for decades for all that we desire, but it will all disappear.
那人到底活到最后人能够夸口什么?
So in the end, what can we boast about?
我们来看, 诗篇, 九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 90. Psalm number 90.
这个是摩西的, 所作的诗。
This is a psalm by Moses.
他讲也是讲他自己的体验。
And so he describes his own experience.
摩西王宫住40年。
Moses lived in a palace for 40-some years.
摩西曾经面对面见到神。
He met God face to face at one point.
那你看他对人是怎么描写。
But how does he describe life?
我们看第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10. 10. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
这里讲人是活70岁,强壮可以活80岁。
So here he says that the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years.
所以我们当中如果80岁,我们算强壮,是蒙福的。
So those of us who have reached 80 years, that means that we are the stronger ones.
那到底我们能够夸口什么?
But what is there to boast?
第一个是劳苦,第二个是愁烦。
We can boast of our labor and sorrow.
真的活得很辛苦啊。
Life is very difficult.
每一天有尽不完的责任。
Every day we have endless responsibilities.
所以每一天倒在床上真的是很老睡,为什么?这个太疲倦了。
We fall asleep so quickly at the end of the day because we are just so tired.
但是这不是这样而已哦,还有愁烦,愁烦就是头脑。
But not only so, but we also have sorrow. Sorrow means a mental strength.
有时候躺在床上不能睡觉,因为那个很多烦恼。
So some days we may lie down and yet we can't fall asleep because we have so many worries.
但下面呢,转眼成空。
But then we turn and it all flies away.
你到年纪大的时候,请问你能够带什么去?
So once, when we are old, what can we take with us?
什么也没有办法带。Nothing. 然后我们便如飞而去。
And then so we are cut off and we fly away.
那这个如飞而去,如果我们再多想一点,那去哪里?
So fly away, where do we go?
如果转眼成功,如飞而去,回到天国,感谢神啊。
So if we are cut off and we fly away up to heaven, then I thank God.
因为那是好得无比的。
Because that is good beyond comparison.
但是如飞而去,摩西没有讲啊,那到底去哪里?
But Moses doesn't say where we go, so where do we go?
这个是死最可怕的一点。And
this is where sin is most scary.
如果我们没有跟神建立好的关系,
if we do not establish a good relationship with God,
那如飞而去,去哪里? 去没有神的地方。
Then when we fly away, we fly to a place without God.
没有神的地方就是没有爱的地方。
So a place without God is a place without love.
没有神的地方就是没有光的地方。
A place without God is a place without light.
没有光又没有爱, 那个地方叫做阴间, 那个地方叫做地狱。
So a place without God and without life, then that is Hades, which is hell.
所以为什么人信仰这么重要?
So why is faith so important?
活70-80年,我们就如飞而去, 但是信仰会告诉你我去哪里。
Because we may live 70 or 80 years before we fly away, so what? But faith will tell us where we will go.
好，我们现在看希伯来书第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
27节。
Verse 27. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
这里讲。 人人都有一死,死后还有审判,所以死没有完哦。
So it is appointed for men to die once, but after that, there's still judgment.
所以如果死完了,有天国,死就完了,我不去也没有关系啊。
So if death is truly the end, then that's fine.
但是死没有完啊。
But death is not the end.
死后还有审判。
Because after death, there is judgment.
所以为什么啊? 你不信,你要死在罪里面,那个死啊,就是面对审判。
So, if you do not believe, and then you will die in sin, and you will have to face judgment.
那如果这样,人生两个危机加在一起,真的是大危机。
So, If we combine the two crises in life, then it is a very critical situation.
第一个, 活着被罪控制,
First, we are controlled by sin.
第二个,
Second, we will have to face judgment after death.
那怎么办呢?
And what do we do about this? Jesus Christ is the answer.
如果不相信我是,你要死在罪里,这一句话把它倒过来讲,你如果相信耶稣是救主,你就不会被罪控制,也不会 被死控制,
so if you do not believe in I am, then you will have to submit to sin and judgment. But if you believe in our Lord, our Savior, then you will no longer be bound by sin and death.
那为什么主耶稣是答案?
Why is Jesus the answer?
因为主耶稣会让我们跟神和好。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ will reunite us with God.
就是把人跟神切断那个原因就是罪,把它拿掉,那人跟神就和好了。
He will remove the reason why we have separated from God, sin, so that we can rebuild our relationship.
我们现在看, 罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第8节到第10节。
Verse 8 to 10. Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
罗马书5章8节到10节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
第十节,在我们还做仇敌的时候,借着神儿子的死,可以跟神和好。Verse
10 says, For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son.
有时候我们常常想,我待人很好,我很谦卑,我都用爱心对待人,我什么时候变成神的仇敌?
Sometimes we may think, well, I'm a good person, I'm kind to others, how did I become an enemy to God?
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
But the Bible says that we are all under sin.
如果我说我没有罪,
So if we are to say, well, I have no sin,
神就说谎了, 因为神说每个人都有罪。
Then we are calling God a liar because Jesus Christ has said that we are all sinners.
如果我说没有罪,
If I say I do not have sin,
真理就不在我心里了,
Then the truth is not in me.
所以当真理进到我里面, 罪就跑出来了。
And But once the truth enters our heart, then our sin is revealed.
那有罪的人在公义的神面前都是仇敌。
And we all become enemies before God.
但是神对罪有他的答案。
But God has an answer to sin.
在我们做仇敌的时候, 借着神儿子的死, 这个儿子就是主耶稣的死。
While we were still enemies through the death of his son,
那可以跟神和好。
We can be reconciled.
为什么主耶稣的死能够让我们跟神和好?
How does the death of our Lord Jesus Christ reconcile us with God?
我爸爸的死没有办法让我跟神和好。
My father's death doesn't reconcile us with God.
我配偶的死没有办法跟神和好。
My partner's death doesn't reconcile me with God.
只有主耶稣的死使我能够跟神和好。
Only our Lord Jesus' death can reconcile us with God.
为什么只有他的死能够让我们更深入?
Why is it that only his death can reconcile us with God?
那我们回来看我们刚读的圣经第五章。
Let's look back at the passage in verse chapter 5.
刚读的第八节。
Verse 8.
我们还做罪人的时候,主耶稣就为我们而死,神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So his love towards us is revealed in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神在哪里? 我来到教会,我没有办法把神拿出来给你看。
So even though we may come to church, I can't bring out Jesus Christ for you to see.
因为神是一个灵。
Because Jesus Christ is a spirit.
那爱是什么?
But what is love?
爱也是很抽象啊。
Love is very abstract.
所以神是爱,这个两个抽象加在一起真的很难了解。
So when we say that God is love, it's two abstract concepts.
2000年前,神成为人来地上。
2000 years ago, God became man to enter this world.
只有一个目标,
he came to this world with one purpose.
要把人从罪里面救出来,
to save us from sin.
我们活着,
we all want to live a happy life.
但是主耶稣来活,他就知道他要为人的罪死。
But Jesus Christ lived knowing that he would die for our sins.
为人的罪付出赎价。
That he would pay the price for our sin.
那所以, 啊，如果我们看第八节，
so let's look back at verse 9.
我们借着他的血可以称义。
That we are justified by his blood.
啊，就可以免去神的愤怒。
Then we can be saved from the wrath.
啊，就是我相信耶稣是我的救主。
So if we believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior,
他为我的罪已经付出了赎价，
and that he has already paid the price for our sin,
啊，在神的道理，在神的面前，我是一个罪人。
Then before, even though before God, we may be sinners,
我现在相信耶稣是我的救主。
We believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
接受主耶稣的宝血在洗礼洁净我的罪。
And we receive his blood to cleanse us from our sin.
那一天开始我就跟神和好。
From that day on, we are reunited with God.
不是我是义人。
Not because I am righteous.
是主耶稣已经为我的罪死，他的宝血洗掉我的罪。
But rather because Jesus Christ has already died for us and we use his blood to cleanse us.
那如果我们跟神和好，
So once we are reunited with God,
我们就跟伊甸园的主人天上的神和好。
This means that we have reunited with the Master of Eden.
那我们就进到神的国里面。
We get to enter his kingdom.
那个就是永生。
That is eternal life.
所以永生从哪里开始？
When does eternal life begin?
从跟神和好开始。
From our reunification
with God. 什么时候我跟神和好？
So when can we be reunited with God?
相信耶稣是我的救主。接受洗礼。
When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and receive the water baptism,
那我们人一生充满着恩典，充满着盼望。
Then our life will be full of blessing and grace and full of hope.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.